National High Five Day is to see people's reaction. So I've tried this on five people so far since I've been in this building. You wanted to give me your elbow. Chi wanted to give me, what'd she give me, her forearm?
Yep, it was forearm, elbow.
Miss Cynthia just stared at me. Mm-hmm. But I told her a great joke, so she, you know, was probably still, her sides were hurting from laughing.
Yeah, I laughed at that.
Then those two guys, they were like, what? It's National High Five Day.
Yeah.
We had this discussion last year.
We sure did.
Uh-huh. Because we wondered if COVID would eliminate the high five. We cannot have COVID eliminating things. We have to keep the high five alive. So it is my goal and my quest today to have somebody give me a high five. At least Damon knew where I was going. And I received a high five. You know, some will tell me that the high five has been dead a lot longer than this time last year. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's still a part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. It's still a part of my, you know, young when you're, you know, walking up and down O Street and you're in college and you're inebriated and you're like, hey, woo!
Right.
Yeah. So that's my quest today. Good Thursday morning, everybody. Here's a little high five to you. Isn't that, so George, I got a TikTok question real quick. It kind of pertains to the high five.
Okay.
So, you know, like one of the tricks on TikTok is people will hit the screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they come back and...
they're wearing something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there it is.
Hey, they're keeping the high five alive. The high five to screen.
They
boom.
Are keeping the high yeah. five alive. By the way, I've not seen as much activity on at least my TikTok feed from teams that are in town for the volleyball
Me
championships.
Me
you know, basketball, you saw teams pretty regular. So maybe I'm not clicking on the right thing or staying on something long enough. But it is day two of the NCAA volleyball tournament. Nebraska plays today. They go at 2:30 against Texas State. Texas State, which out of the Sun Belt, got to play a fall season and now a spring season, have played 39 matches. Nebraska hasn't played for 19 days. Jacob Bedilla is going to join us at 11. He's got thoughts on what Nebraska will be like after their 19-day layoff in day two of the NCAA volleyball tournament, where they play at 11, 2:30, 6, and 9:30. The big seeds play today. So it is the big boys of collegiate volleyball. The 16 national seeds are in action today. And we'll see if today the low ceiling comes into play. As I was watching yesterday, and I watched the Creighton-Moorhead State match, I wondered if the low ceiling in the convention center would come into play. I asked somebody that is doing the is on one of the floors doing the PA announcing, and they said on his floor they had not had a incident, but that was like a lengthy discussion during the pre-game meeting between the officials and the head coaches about what happens if it hits the ceiling. Maybe today we get one of those. We get a little controversy. We did have, not controversy, but we had reality last night. Rice, due to a COVID test, a positive test, had to pull out of the NCAA tournament, so North Carolina AT&T moved on. We didn't have it in women's basketball. We had VCU in the men's tournament. VCU yeah. had to step out when they were scheduled to play Oregon to kick off the tournament. It's a bummer way to end the season. You try and prevent it. You try and prevent another one happening. Mm-hmm. And that happens on the first day of the volleyball tournament here in town. So Nebraska plays today. Creighton, unfortunately, lost yesterday. So their season is done. Three teams that had never won an NCAA match before won yesterday, and that included Moorhead State, who won a thriller in five against Creighton. So Jacob will join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk about that. Plus, now that it is in place and it is a go, we've talked about it for a while. The one-time transfer is in place. You're either going to thrive or you're going to get passed by. It's kind of like name, image, likeness. You're going to have to embrace it. Even if you like the old rule, you're going to have to embrace the new rule, and you're either going to thrive or you're going to get passed by. Jacob's got some thoughts. He'll get into that as well. Plus, we are nearing the weekend for Nebraska football, where they'll have an open practice a little bit later. A lot of the discussion around the spring ball will be met with an eye roll. this is a time to be optimistic. Nebraska's 0-0. There's working on fundamentals. There's other positive developments. I think Gabe Irvin is not just a spring guy. You better get ready. He's going to be a fall guy, and that's only a benefit for Nebraska. But anything you've heard that doesn't make you roll your eyes, it probably is a little bit tougher around here after the last 3 years, but we will discuss that. And as the wide receiver group gets a lot of praise here in spring, it's time to tier them. So I've put the wide receivers into three different tiers that we will work through as we roll till 2 on this Thursday. It's a local music Thursday as well, so a lot of the sound you will hear today will be from local artists. As we get closer and closer to more venues opening up, there's a lot of local music going on in our bars and our clubs. It's getting closer. Now we'll get into the bigger venues that will start to open. But you know what? The Gary Sharp Show on Thursdays, on Local Music Thursday, is always open. All right. If you'd like to be part of the show today, you got a thought or two, anything that you have heard this spring where you didn't roll your eyes, and there's probably not a lot Nebraska can do to change your opinion until they actually play a game where they turn the scoreboard on and there's a scratch in the left or right column in the wins or the losses. 951-1620. You can always interact with us in the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or the official Twitter handle of the show at GarySharpShow. When we come back, last night, Carlos Rodon threw a no-hitter. How should he feel about his no-hitter? Because he almost had a perfect game. And it's also a very, very, very important day in Major League Baseball today that has a Nebraska Cornhusker connection to it. We'll dive into that story when you return 35 past the hour. Welcome in on this Thursday morning, the 15th of April. There's George. I'm Gary. This is the Gary Sharp Show on The Zone.